Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. It builds on the kind of content we explore in our Christianity 101 course. So if you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus before, I'd encourage you to check out that course first to learn the basics of following Jesus before we build on it in these challenges. Now, normally we use a weekly routine to keep us all in sync as a community where we look at an idea, and we study it in the Bible, and so on. But this week is the week before Easter. It's called Holy Week. It's a time that Christians have traditionally taken a bit of a pause to focus in on the details of Jesus' last week before his crucifixion. So we're going to be just reading through that story bit by bit this week and discussing it, following a bit of a different structure than usual. Now, yesterday was a day known as Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, when Christians have traditionally remembered Jesus' arrival into the city of Jerusalem for the festival known as Passover, and when Jesus knew it was not going to end well. So here's what happened.
And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of it.' And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.'"
Now Jesus was being welcomed into the city of Jerusalem almost like a hero. Now, he knew it wasn't going to end well. He knew what his plan was, what his father's plan was, but the people didn't. They welcomed him like a hero. They were probably expecting Jesus to arrive and act like the Messiah they'd been long waiting for. See, the Jews had long been waiting for somebody called the Messiah, an anointed one, a new kind of king who would fulfill the promises from long, long ago in the Old Testament, who would be the righteous and good king that they'd been told to expect. And since they were being ruled over and oppressed by Roman occupiers, people also expected that this Messiah, this anointed one, the Christ, would arrive in a way that would drive the Romans from their city, from their land, from their country, and restore religious Jewish rule to their land. There were lots of rumors and hopes that Jesus was going to be that Messiah, that he was going to be the one they'd been waiting for. And so when he was arriving in Jerusalem, people would have thought he was making his triumphal entry, that he was going to come in, show his power and strength as their new king, and begin the rebellion to drive the Romans out. They might have expected him to arrive on a mighty stallion, a great horse with an entourage. Instead, Jesus sent some of his disciples ahead to go and borrow a donkey. He didn't even have a horse to ride, not even his own donkey to ride. He had to borrow a donkey, and donkeys aren't the most noble animals out there. They're difficult and stubborn. And Jesus showed up in town riding on a donkey. So they would have been incredibly surprised to see Jesus arriving in this way. Very anticlimactic, a bit of an anti-hero, showing up on a donkey, but obviously they were prepared for his arrival, whichever way it happened, so people had palm branches ready to go, and they waved them, and they paved the road ahead of him with these palm branches, and gave him the hero's entrance, even though he was portraying himself as a bit of an anti-hero. So we'll hear more of the story this week, but first I've got a question for you to consider and hopefully discuss with some family, friends, fellow commuters, colleagues, somebody else in your life who you can explore this with. Why do you think Jesus wanted to be seen as an anti-hero? What might the people have learned from his strange entrance into the city? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.